I just, oh, goddamn, what I would do. It makes me sick. I just don't dare get anything to... So she didn't only take a property, and we have to go around and buy a goddamn property back. And then on her way out, after she got a good price for a property, she goes and tells her she's running from the life because I'm trying to kill her, just like Arnold did. I'm tired of these fuckers. I think I'll put them on my list, too. Because that's really bad. That's really bad shit. She told him, John Birch member, that she had to flee. I'm fleeing for my life, and I've got my daughter to safety. Other than she told Johnson.
Yeah, well, when Janet left,
she told the hospital.
To look in on her mother.
Yeah, because I
her mother.
Janet. Marshall or I would kill her mother. You know, that kind of damn shit. And everybody knows there, and I don't go around killing nobody. Never killed nobody in my life. Just drop the protection. They can drop it in. But I didn't even try to do that to them. If they want to be selfish, let them go on out. Because selfishness is its own reward. They're already unhappy. Janet's a whore. Janet Phillips is a whore. I haven't had to do anything with her. She's a whore. She was seen in Reno, Nevada, whoring around with a man. Yeah. And from 2 to 3 different people she'd been with. She seen in Dallas to look like hell trucker. Mm-hmm. You mentioned with Mickey, they look like hell strikes them. Right. I don't have to do nothing to these people. Right. Selfishness is its own pain. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather be in pain for something principled and die for that than worrying about saving my ass. And that's why I say I wouldn't get as nervous as you people do if you think you're going to die. If all of you people didn't understand me, even though I was a pure communist, if all of you people don't understand me and you're ready to kill me, there ain't no use for me to fight it. I'd just let you kill me. Or I'd get away and go someplace where there were some others. I sure wouldn't try to do no harm to you. I wouldn't be worried about it one way or the other. I'd probably figure if all of you didn't understand me, there was no shit in use for me to try to go someplace else where they don't speak my language and fight a revolution. Because if people speaking my English don't understand me, ain't no goddamn use for me to go someplace where they're speaking Spanish.
I don't understand people wanting to live anyway.
Only live to get old enough to be in a nursing home to have your...
Personally, I hope, you know, I don't believe in a hereafter, but if I did, I wouldn't want to have any part of it. Heaven to me would be never feeling again.
That'd be the only way to have heaven.
And
unfortunately, there is some kind of immortality.
Philip had his hand up and he didn't talk to me.
Yeah, that's good. But you got this coming. I get off field. That's my bad part. I don't keep on center, and you need to drive me to center. I was trying to teach the difference between socialism and communism, and then under communism, I want to put a tail on this. If you got something to say relevant to that, but just don't let me forget where I'm at. Mike, you don't let me forget where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm trying to be. We dealt with socialism. You understand what socialism is now?
Yeah.
In communism, all property is done away. No more trespass signs. No more, this is my house. No more on the mailbox, Jones is high property or Smith's property. It's all held in common. Then after it's all held in common to the sufficient idealistic stage that people can be trusted, I would have the feeling with some of you, I wouldn't have to tell you what was me or mine. Charlie, he said he left there, he ain't got no money in his pocket. But when he left the house, he said, here, then take all of the shirts. That kind of an attitude. That's what you get when you're pure communist. You don't worry about it. I'd say anything I had, just take it.
And that doesn't mean just because it's nobody's property that it's nobody's responsibility.
Yeah,
it's everybody's responsibility.
That's the problem.
You people that think you throw your clothes down, don't shine your shoes, are not materialistic. You are materialistic because you've got to take care of
what you... Because your cost is more money. Your cost is more money by wearing those clothes.
That's true.
Yeah. And I felt bad about that. I felt guilty over these shoes today that I didn't bring boots. I thought, what the hell's the matter? You don't bring any boots. But I also felt guilty I didn't bring an extra pair of boots. We didn't know at the last minute I was going to get to come. Arnold was causing so much shit. And I thought, I can't disappoint these people. I battled back and forth. I can't disappoint the promised land anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really traveling. I'm nervous as hell what's going on back there because Arnold's been a real shithead.
You haven't been able to get through.
That's how much
radio.
I love you because I came here really contrary to any good sense with Arnold acting up like he is. You never leave when the trigger's acting up. You got good sense. You stay on a post. I thought I'd canceled you three times. And piss on. So I'm here now. Then I can't make any radio contact. I just have to sit here and meditate. It'll be all right. And it will. It'll work out somehow. And again, you remind me of that day because I don't know how the hell it's going to work out. Because in my natural mind, I think it ain't working out. But I felt bad I didn't take time to bring boots. I felt bad I didn't take time to bring movies. But we didn't know for shit when we were going to get to go to the last thing.
Just having you here, you just can't imagine what it means to us.
Well, I know you feel that way, but I won't take my guilt away. I won't let you take all my guilt away. I wish you had a way to plan better. We should have planned about it.
I think
that somebody like Helen or Eva ought to send us down a package with complete gear for both of you to wear when you're down here. Then you won't ever have to worry about bringing these things down here. They'll just be put back and they'll be here when you get here.
My problem was I worked till Thursday. I thought I would have more stuff that I could bring stuff to leave. Every time they tell me I'll bring stuff that I could leave, I brought a watch and leave that watch. Every time, a lot of ticket things of that nature. But the damn watch isn't working very well. What does it happen to these watches when they get down here?
It's something about the climate. They just
need to be waterproof.
We got these $4 watches that are like, we shouldn't be wearing wrist watches when we go into Georgetown anyway.
I gave Jan mine because I thought she should have one with the second hand for that clinic.
Yeah.
But it's a time.
Yeah, but she used good enough. She'll use good enough to wear it in front of people that would be in passing. Because you can get your damn throat slit by looking too well dressed.
Right.
But this pocket watch here, and this seems to be better for
them
than wristwatches.
The most selfish preacher in Los Angeles got murdered just the week before last. That's right. I think that's where you left. The selfish preacher in Los Francisco got murdered. They put him in a trunk of a car, you remember? And they put him in a trunk. I think he was still there. They murdered him, put him in a trunk. Church of God in Christ preacher, because he had a ring on. So you see, selfishness is its own reward. When you walk down as a socialist and don't have a thing, don't have a lot of property, don't have to have yourself looking real keen. You look real keen and walk down the street in Georgetown, you get your ass killed.
That's right.
You look like a bum, they'll let you walk anywhere. You can walk on the prime minister's office. There's a lot of redeeming things to be said about this country. I'm a depressionist because I want to always cynically look at our strategy. But I've never been so impressed to be able to walk right in your prime minister's office and even look like a damn bum. I was sitting there and some bum walked up. I mean, he just walked up and he had a gripe with the prime minister, and the secretary was just as patient with that person if it didn't somebody stepped out of a Cadillac. Probably far more. I just want to get all these incongruities put together in my mind to know exactly where we are in Guyana. Maybe they just don't trust us because they don't think we're socialists. Maybe they don't trust us because they think we're too socialist. But I doubt that. If that's the case, we do have problems. Back to the things of communism.
Okay,
so government withers away when you have all properties held in common. And everybody can be trusted, like Charlie and I can share shirts, and we bring each other's shirts back like it was when we took them. We don't have to have any police then anymore. China's already done with its local police in most cities because there's no theft, there's no murder. There were 7 murders last year, there's no murders this year. Now that's a pretty strong evidence that communism will work. No police in any of the big cities anymore. No theft. They don't lock a hotel room, don't lock a car door. You never see nobody throw any litter on the streets. As my mother said, responsibility goes along with communism. Everybody feels they own that street, and everybody takes care of that street. So nobody spits on that street, and there isn't a piece of litter. You can see the movie. Too bad we didn't bring one of the movies to see how clean everything is because of the pride. Then the Marxist communist thought is, after people come to that stage, perfection, pure living as it was on the day of Pentecost, the religious identification for the few that needed it. Pure socialism, pure communism, socialism, communism, the last stage. Then you need no more government. You don't need nobody to tell you what to do, what not to do. You don't need no leaders like me. Everybody has a conscience at least and direct. But that's a long way off.
Mm-hmm.
That don't happen tomorrow.
No.
And if you say, well, I don't want to follow no leader, but I'm ready for communism, then you've got to be a better leader than the leader you're criticizing.
Yeah.
And if you're a better leader than the real leader you're criticizing, you're going to work with that leader a long, long time before you even think that you're a better leader. Instead of that leader you're criticizing.
I think so.
How many understood that, though? I want to know how many understood just what it said. If you got any more questions, you could ask me. Some of you've got it now. You can explain it to them, because Don's come a long way.
Is there anything about communism? I mean, if like in the 100 years or whatever the period of time it'd be that like China would achieve a pure communist goal, or
they'll never achieve pure communism until it's international communism. You see, before, why you couldn't do away with your army, because
yeah.
As long as you've got a bunch of capitalists pigged on your border, you've got to always have a strong army.
Well, like, let's say it's international communism, then is there anything above the communists, or is it just the ultimate thing?
What could be any higher than?
Well, that's what
you know,
perfect
everybody
understanding and love, perfect sharing, No more jealousy. That's what I would see as the ideal state. Like I am at right now. My wife wants you. You want my wife. I love you both. Happy, happy. When you love somebody, you don't want to hold them. Mm. You want to free them. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But being that no other comedy station has tried that, I would say, Jones, temper your own goodness. Because people are not ready for that goodness. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That's why I don't forge ahead into people's temple to do that. Make a demand. Ideally, that's where we'd be better off. Then there'd be no danger to pocket relationships forming. But if you don't see it practically done anywhere, when Lennon started and backed off from it, you must have had some reasons to back off from it. You must have found that you don't even have counter-revolutionary tendencies of the first magnitude. My opinion is, if you backed off from it, if you backed off from coupling relationships, you should back off from sex. Because sex can't be shared for this reason. The fucker that's the best looking gets more of it. Because it's so superficial. Mm-hmm. Sex is superficial. The best fucker gets most of it. Now, if I were a very selfish person, I'd say, let's better make it all free, because I'd get most of the fucker. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mean that smart ass either. Because I can fuck longer, I can fuck more actively than the norm, I'd get most of it. So it's obvious that I'm very, very unselfish. I don't break that up. But then I always look behind it. Sex is a masquerade anyway. It's a big masquerade. I don't care how well you fucking, I've fucked for hours. It's a big masquerade. Women can't do anything but hate men because they've been the oppressed class too long. That's what you don't show when you throw your dick out. They don't really interested in your dick. Only some women, and they'll slip up against you and cut your fucking dick off.
That's right.
Because they're really upset about dicks in the first place. What women really want from men is camaraderie. I've been through too many women sexually, and I got enough sexual ability like CP has been capable as a salesman. I'm capable as a fucker. But I still, you're all awake, aren't you, your father? You hear something. But I have found that no matter how much capability I had, it never bred the best things in the woman. Share my mind with him, it bred good things, but sharing my body did not. Unfortunately, to the discredit of the women, I had to start there sometimes. That's an honest statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
A very dangerous statement to make in a general church situation. Because it can be used against you, and I've done this even publicly, which is stupid. And honestly, it does not pay off in some people. In this setting, I'm not concerned about it, but in the church setting, it's a very dangerous thing. You've heard me say that very thing.
Yeah.
It's a very stupid thing to say, to be that honest. Because the person said, ah. The only way people give to you sexually is if they think it's very, very important. And they're very exceptional. Well, I've never felt anybody found my match and screw it. So nothing challenges me too much. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing challenges me that much. Somebody said, that's well, that's good too. You know your leader's not going to go off track. I've screwed them all. And every screw is about the same. But even with my proficiency in screwing, it hasn't been adequate to meet anybody's needs. Basic needs, it's engendered insecurities, the only real value it's been is with a few traitors. I think some others who've come to maturity could have come on other ways. I think they could have come on other ways. Let me tell them about one woman I screwed for 7 hours. Maybe that woman alone had to do it because she was really caught up in it. But some other women, you fuck for different reasons. You fuck for treason, you fuck to make people grow, you fuck for pleasure. A damn little of that, I guess. If you understand what I'm saying. Because if you love, you're going to be thinking about what the person needs, and that does take away from screwing. How many ever were screwing and thinking about how many can honestly lift their hand and say when you were screwing somebody, you were thinking about their general welfare? So I'm always thinking about the general welfare. I figure I'm starting something, I can't give them all that they need. A woman don't need to be screwed, she needs all the things that maybe. If I give her a home, I can give her support, I can give her a benefit of my mind, I can help rear the children, help do the domestic duties, but I can't do that. So I'm always thinking about those things. So I don't like to take anything when I can't give more than that. I'm thinking about the general welfare. That's why I've given up screwing as a therapy. I didn't keep all my traitors. It saved Gray Stone from doing a hell of a big pain, but it cost me a hell of a big pain, too. I mean, it took years off my life. Gray Stone's been working because she's grown in degrees. They all know this thing that I talked about.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's all right. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, you explain it or not, I didn't die. Tim Stone, I don't do nothing with nobody's wife. Tim Stone asked me to save her, and she was about to commit treason. So I ended up with the goddamn pain of it. His mama knows it. She's on the government board, so I don't care. I ended up with a little one to have to maintain. And nothing more cruel to me than having somebody brought in this world to maintain, because I would never brought anybody in this world if I had to do with it. That's why children all, they all hate their parents, I'm sure. They got good sense. The parents will say, you should honor me. If anything, yeah. The parents should honor the damn child, because it's a hell of a cruel thing bringing me to the world. There's a load of guilt that I had, but it was one of the most courageous things I ever did. And when I screw, I get people pregnant through rubbers or whatever. It's bad. It's a bad deal. I can't help but think about that, so that takes away from the pleasure, too, you know. If you're unselfish, I don't think you can get to... If you get unselfish, I just think you give up screwing. That's what I do think it boils down to. If you really get unselfish, you just give the damn thing up, because it's a selfish act. It really boils down to that. And it'll never be shared equally, because I've tried hard for this cause, to save and get you things. I've screwed people 60, nearly 7. I've screwed the ugliest people I've ever seen. But I don't mean anybody in any group, in the group here or at home. I mean the ugliest people I've ever met. Prostitutes, savers. That's the only place a prostitute could be accepted. She's ready to commit suicide. Would be no good, so you got a sweet soul. She had the feeling she looked good. You over the hill. But I still see sexual preferences. Certain bodies look better. Certain things have this attraction. And anything that's discriminatory is not love. If it's love, it would be equally ministered to all. Wouldn't it? If it was love, it would be equally ministered to all. But you don't have sexual preferences for the same people, do you?
No.
So you know it's not a high form of love. So if I were in the group, what we ought to be at this revolutionary stage is no sex, including the leader. And the leader would be glad to give it up, but the only reason I haven't been able to give it up is that sometimes that's the only way I can keep somebody from hurting me. But I've tried to give it up. While you were gone, we tried for several months. None of it. It was totally banned. And by God, we had treason, and I had to. They started, but they didn't keep the word. They didn't keep the word. We had people doing treasonous acts. How long was it? About 3 months? You were all gone. 3 months? 4 months? Folks?
Yeah.
I don't want to be accurate. Must have been 3 or 4 months. It was totally banned.
At least 3 months.
And treason started out. And by God, when somebody starts using sex and acting treason, I got to show them where you can't screw as well as I do. You see, you get the point?
Yeah.
I got to move in there and show where you fucker. You're going to try to fuck one of my people away into capitalism and to death. I'll fuck them back into socialism. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm very honest because of the sex drive I need to relax and get some of that pressure out. But when you're honest like this, nobody can relate to you. Because they're paranoid. They think, hell, he's dealing with me because I'm a traitor. Or he's dealing with me because I need to grow. Everybody gets insecure about it. So I've cut myself off all expression except talking, and I sure hate to talk. I said the other day, somebody said, well, I've never asked you to fuck. I said, you talk so goddamn much, I wish you'd ask me to fuck, because if I'd have fucked you 3 times, it would have been a hell of a lot less weight on me than all the fucking talk you do. You can fuck a father in a lot of ways. So he started to practice proudly. I'll never fuck with father, but you've talked me to death. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying anybody here. The people can talk your fucking ass off, and I just shouldn't have a raw dick. Has a raw throat, right, Mother? I mean, a throat hurts, too.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you, because you got to have this dick. You're not asking for it. You tried to get me out of it. You've not held on to me. Nobody's done anything bad to me here. But at home, they do it all the time. to talk to me to death. I got tired of those self-righteous people. I don't need people to fucking bother. I said, well, quit talking to me to death, too, you sons of bitches.
No,
you know, it's equally bad just to talk somebody to death.
And
some of you are beautiful. You don't fuck me and you don't talk to me either.
Some of the people that get the most angry about, you know...
It's because they haven't been fucked.
It's because there's not enough time for them to have it.
That's
you know?
What you said about
the people that say, you know, I get mad at these people pulling on him. Now, this isn't all...
I invite self-criticism. This is a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. I invite self-criticism in the PC. And so, a woman made this very statement. She wrote me a letter. Oh, it was saying, Father, you're prejudiced. You fuck only white women. Well, she didn't know what she's talking about. Because I never embarrass a black person or a person who's a Native American. They are already niggerized. The white people don't want me to get niggerized. She didn't know what the hell she's talking about. She didn't know, but she, oh, the goddamn discharges. She said, you are prejudiced, you only fuck white women, blah, 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 blah. And she thought, I was going to just read this. Joshua's one, did he? I said, nah, sister, you sent me a message in the calmest voice. You should count on one of the two things. I either fuck her or throw her out. I didn't do either one, so she really was frustrated. She's got along pretty well. I said, now, sister, I'm going to read this. My face turned four flushes of red. She, you want to read all that public? I said, yes, I've got nothing to hide. Any criticism you want to give me, I've got an answer for it, because I'm pure, I'm honest. So I dealt with this. I said, now, you don't know the black ones, because I don't intend to know the black ones. They'd have enough pain. You've only known the white ones. And I said, now, if it's discriminatory, if it's anything, you accuse me of fucking the whites. I said, what is sex? It's a hostile act. It's aggressive. Mm-hmm. I'm very aggressive. So I said, if anything, if I'm prejudiced against white.
Right.
If I'd only fuck white people.
Right.
You get the point.
Clear.
Because the sexual part of me is a very aggressive side. I've mixed it with gentleness. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I might have to fuck somebody here.
You're the only one that can do it.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. The gentleness is there. But the gentler I get, the further I get away from sex. If you follow me. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The gentler moments is further away from me because I'm very aggressive. I can give it all that. Oh shit, with this stuff is such a, oh, this is a painful subject. I hate to talk about it, and others hate to talk about it, and it's painful to you to have been through it. I said that.
Yeah, I say
I. Who do you think I'm talking about?
No, it's not so painful. It's just that it's.
But
why
you know,
keep
you,
on needing it?
But
you know
it's necessary, don't you?
Yeah.
She said that just this morning. You know it's necessary.
Not
for this setting. We weren't talking about it.
I think it's
setting.
Too bad that women and men alike are so that they think that love is synonymous with sex.
Contrary. It's on the contrary.
It's contrary. It's hostile. Sex is hostile.
It's an aggressive act. And I insist you women are just as aggressive as the men are.
That's
you don't
right.
like to come terribly with it, you're just as aggressive.
It's the way you have of controlling the man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that when women are liberated, you men are going to be liberated. If you think you're liberated when you've got a woman under your thumb, you are a slave.
And it's not mine.
Because you've got to have that woman under your thumb to feel secure.
It's not my theory either. You go and read any psychiatrist, even the capitalist world, and they'll tell you in all their studies, and they've done analysis, they've backed up with some empirical evidence, whereas this psychiatrist you were mentioning, I said, I'd like to know where his evidence is. He may have some. It's hard for me to relate to his evidence. I do want to read that book, so I'll need to get that from you. But they have done test after test, on survey after survey, of thousands of women, how do you like sex? And sex will be, I think it's number 7 in the list of priorities. Women are just not interested that much in sex. And the only reason they're interested in it is that because they're masochistic and because they are also unliberated. And if a man approves of them, then that means that they're more important.
Status,
yes, it's status.
Powerful.
But the sex act itself to a woman is very low on the priorities. Very low on the priorities. And I'm going by lots of documented evidence. So no man needs to feel insecure. Because he don't think his wife's performing. And the best performers are the prostitutes. That's why men go to them and pay $40.
And they don't give a...
And all prostitutes, by test after test, are lesbians who hate men. But they've just learned how to say the right mm, where you're supposed to say it, and the right ah, right, and then move the hip just right. And go, you know, all those sighs that men fall for. I can see through those sighs. Shit, I see through those sighs. All the women got about the same size anyway. Particularly if you're fairly sharp and been around as much as I have. They're sharp, their sighs are so much, and they must have been teaching each other where their sighs are supposed to come. And if I'm paranoid, I'd get a little, I'd be one if they don't have a conspiracy, that they get together out of trick men.
The other, this is another subject, but the thing that I had to really deal with, and probably the hardest thing for me, not the fact that all you women were screwing my husband, but the fact that you used me to get married and didn't, you know, I had to face the fact that there are very
few. Ain't nobody woman there, no woman here she's talking.
No, I'm not talking, but no, I'm talking about, you know, out here in the whole church situation. And being the leader's wife,
he's talking about somebody we talked this morning. That is the truth. I swear to God. Is a lonely
situation. You know, as far as really having any friends, I mean, people you can talk to. There's nobody, really, usually. But you still, I was really Pollyannish, and I needed the camaraderie of another woman or other women. You know, someone I could talk to. And the hardest thing for me to face is the fact that most women didn't give a damn about being a friend to me, but used me to get to him.
She's talking about a woman that you wouldn't think about and wouldn't know that is not commonly known in leadership.
No. Now, that's not true of everyone.
She's speaking about a specific woman, but I don't want you to make any deductions about women back home in leadership because she's wrong. She's she's not aiming at that. That you would know. You wouldn't guess it. You wouldn't guess the one. I can tell you $9 million for none of you guess the one.
But it
was a woman she thought she could find some camaraderie, not sex, but camaraderie, because Marcia and I had sexual fulfillment. As much as sex goes, she had more orgasms than I'm known to have. And occasionally Marcia has fought the battle in terms of sexual, am I ugly? And, she's not ugly to me, she's a very attractive woman. So that's the only purpose sex has had with her, and it's greatly diminished. So that means that you're important.
I don't. But I can't. This is down through the years, though. Right, but today we were talking about a specific person that happens to be in our family. But down through the years, this has been the hardest thing for me to overcome. But that was selfish of me. You know, it wasn't the highest.
Yes. She wasn't hearing my message fully because nobody loves father. So why should they love mother? If they don't love the leader who's the closest to the power, they're not going to love the second closest to the power. Everybody uses me, and I accept that as a fact of life. I would be no more effective than someone said to me the other night. I said, well, that's why I follow you, because you got less to this. Well, in the first place, I didn't even try to. I was just peeling my heart to Lester's heart, talking to Lester, he needed his. I didn't count on whether Lester was staying home. But somebody, I went home, I thought, my God. Notice I say home. Home's where any place I'm at, too. Some of you talk about home being here. America, I don't give a shit where home is. It can be in that shit house. I don't home is where I am.
So my home's been in there.
But I thought, now that person is saying about the truth, that they ought to deal with that truth. And I don't mean it's unkind to you, and I don't want you to deal with it, I do. But you were saying, as long as I'm effective, Jim Jones, I follow you. Nobody else could talk Lester into saying, so that's why I follow you. You get what I'm saying? So many terms, so many words. But I wasn't trying to get Lester to stay, I was just being principled with Lester. I'd already made up my mind, if Lester wanted to come home, he'd want to get on Silver's boat, and save some money, and from there on to Miami to get back in the States. But the moment I cannot keep Lester's home, and somebody else can do that, this is home. That shows my Freudian feeling. This is the best home you can get. Under the present circumstances, I think you are fortunate to be here. You always tell a person that they're Freudian talk. And that's so I think this is the best home you've got. Now, I didn't want to see Lester go back to America, because that's a vomit. It's dangerous. It's deathly. Here at least you won't face concentration camps. You can go in the jungle, by God. No matter what happens to this government, you can go to the jungle. You don't have to worry about concentration camps. And there's not very many in this country. It wouldn't take many guns to defend yourself in this country. There's less than 1 million people. 750,000 people in the whole damn country, most of them in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. You got a real advantage. But a few more people, we've got the majority out here. Ain't nobody gonna push us around. That's why it appeals to me. Not because Burnham's a great man. I've got doubts about Burnham. I've got less doubts about Reed, but it's just that I like this. We've got lots of room, lots of trees. And we need to get more finesse about how to get through those trees. But now, the owner with my honing, I can win these goddamn woods and come out the same place. I did that to Matthew Green, did it yesterday.
This morning.
I went for 3 hours when I went out in the jungle. I went through the goddamn thing. I'm going to test my honing powers, you know. I thought, if I'm here, I want to test it because we have very little jungle training. So I went through the goddamn jungle over there and I come right back up here, straight across here, the lane. I wandered for 3 hours in that jungle. I wouldn't recommend you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn confusing jungle, but I've got a homing sense or something. I don't even know what the hell it is, but I come right back to where I come out. I did it for Matthew's Ridge. All people can verify it. I took them with me.
Mm-hmm.
All that first group I took with me came over here. I led them through the goddamn jungle and led them right back out to our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know shit from apple butter where they were. You get in that jungle, you can't see it at all. It's everything. It's the sky. You don't see nothing. The trees are so high and the brush is so high, you can't see around that. So what I was trying to say about home, I got off on a tangent. That's why I don't have a good memory. I try to think
of anyone else.